Thank you very much for being here, and I hope your voice gets better.
Lord, me too.
Were you hollering at the basketball game, Stephanie? Is that what it is?
I was doing that.
All right, okay. Item number 8 from Delinquency and Court Services Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to increase by $100,000 from $1,525,944 to $1,625,944, the 2013 purchase of service contract with Running Rebels Community Organization for targeted monitoring services for the period of January 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2013.
Thank you very much. Mr. Wanta has asked permission from the committee and has been granted the ability to stand since he is having some back issues today, but decided this was important enough to be here anyway. So thank you very much for sticking it out, and please proceed.
Right. Try to get the mic over, so.
We're here today in support of the committee requesting an authorization to additional $100,000 for a contract with Running Rebels. For the purposes of, it's kind of like good news, bad news. The good news is that we started a new program in September of last year called MCAP, which is our short-term detention program and an alternative to corrections. The good news is that it has been highly successful thus far, and the judiciary is hounding to put more kids in it. And what has happened is that because of the volume in which has been utilized by the judiciary, we need to open additional slots with our contract with the targeted monitoring program to meet the needs of this program, as that program also is at full capacity at this time. So we need to basically increase our capacity to provide services to the children and families in the community.
Okay. Thank you very much. Supervisor Mayo. Okay, Supervisor Mayo moves approval. Are there any comments or questions from committee?
Question.
Seeing none. Question. Oh, Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question pertains to incarcerating these young people in this program. Is that the one of the alternatives that we're looking at? I know when we first talked about the MCAP program, right, we talked about the advantage of having young people housed locally so they can have closer access to their families and things of that nature, which also helps in the rehabilitation process. But I know also with our partnership with JDAI and JDAI that they are concerned with the amount of young people that we are housing initially in incarceration and trying to keep them in the community, in community settings. So are we taking steps to do that as well in the NCAP program right now?
That's a long-term goal, Supervisor. The intent right now is we had the capacity in our facility to meet those needs in the immediate and to pilot this program to see if it would be successful. And the early returns has been meeting or exceeding all expectations. It's particularly in regards to the child's or the children's academic increases and capabilities, and in with regards to behavioral changes. However, it's too short. This program's only been in existence for 6 months, basically, mm-hmm. And our first one or two kids have now been released into the community. So we're hoping that the skills that we have taught them while they're in our facility mm-hmm. are transferable back into the community, because we all know, there's going to be additional pressure on the kids once they go back into their communities to maybe regress somewhat in regards to staying out of trouble with the law. But the early returns are very positive, and I would obviously invite the committee members at any time to come out and speak with the young men who are involved in the program. Okay. I think it's been very enlightening. Both the County Board Supervisor West has been out there numerous times, and she can talk about it herself, obviously. Ideally, I agree with the GDI philosophy of having community-based facilities. Hector Colon and myself have talked about this as a long-term, maybe possibly goal, if we get the evidence-based and analytical studies done to demonstrate this project will work, and maybe develop small, like the Missouri model, small residence type of facilities within the community, up to maybe 20, 25 kids at a time, and bring them outside of the detention facility. I think that is a goal that we should probably strive for. But I do not see that in the immediate future. Beyond, not for at least 2-3 years.
Gotcha. What would be the new capacity for that program now? I think we're at 12 right now. What would be
The capacity within the detention setting would not increase.
Would not increase, okay.
What's happening now is as the kids are being discharged from the facility, judiciary is backfilling those slots in the circular facility. And as you know, that the Running Rebels is the one of the critical components of the program, and by starting with the kids while they're in our facility and continuing in the community, those slots are full. That's what we're doing. We're trying to purchase additional slots so that we can continue to bring kids into the MCAP program.
You have the targeted monitoring services up to 109 youth per day?
109 is our capacity, and we're asking to increase the capacity by 12 slots.
By 12 slots, gotcha. Okay. Definitely. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Stemper?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are those 12 slots part of the MCAP program, or are they, is that a difference? Is that the same program?
It's the same program. It's part. That's the rationale for increasing the slots, because as you know, the first 5 months are placed in secure detention. So as after the first 5 months, I mean, 12 kids would be released, and another 12 could come in. So we're just basically increasing the 12 slots in anticipation of the judges are. There's a waiting list. I mean, we can't fill them fast enough. And that's why we're asking for 12. That's the most we probably get in by the rest of the year.
What I'm trying to understand, though, the 109 clients that are served on a regular basis.
Right.
Are the 12 within that 109, are they all target monitoring services, or are the 12 just the alternative to incarceration to go upstate?
No, they're both.
Okay.
The targeted monitoring program is part of the MCAP program. That is the we utilize those services with those kids while they're in MCAP also.
Okay.
So we're trying to increase their slots because there are other kids who are in the targeted monitoring program who are not at imminent risk of corrections but are on a fast track to corrections. It's a mixed bag.
Anything we can do to help increase that number?
I want it to be a little more, yes, there is, but my response is I want to be judicious about it.
Okay.
I want to make sure that the program actually works. I want to be able to come back to this board and say, here's some empirical evidence regarding recidivism, improve attendance in school, improve grade levels, et cetera. But right now, most of the kids who come to that program have read at least 40 books
on
detention.
Really?
Yeah, their grade levels have gone up.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Excuse me.
Thank you. Refresh my memory. We had one young man finish the program already, or is he about to finish the program?
We have three out now.
Three out. Okay.
Two left this week, and one earlier, about two weeks ago.
All right. Beautiful.
And
I did go apply a little pressure on them, let them know that they were leading the pack and that they needed to make us proud.
Yeah, the first one considers himself a pioneer, and he's really hyped up about it, and we're kind of encouraging him to keep thinking that way, that he's going to represent his community.
I told him, being first is hard. He was
sorry,
up
I missed
to
that.
It.
I should have.
Yeah, he was up to it.
Nice.
Yes. So, and we'll see.
All right. Good. Awesome. Very good. And how, what type of monitoring are you doing on those individuals right now, and how will you track their progress?
That's the reason we're asking for an increase in the Running Rebels contract. The Running Rebels monitors those kids in the community by going to their schools, going to their homes, doing mentoring, and other additional services that are not under the contract, like recreational services, because the Running Rebels have multiple services they can provide and afford those kids. Well, one of the things we also found out from this initial population is that these kids have started a bond. These are, lack of better words, some gangbangers.
Yeah.
They're actually rival gang members now who actually are supporting each other in regard to making the changes they need to make in their life. At least they're verbalizing it. We want to see if they walk the walk. And that's basically what we're waiting for.
Right.
To return back in the community. You know,
awesome.
They have the lingo down. Let's make sure that they actually continue to practice what they've learned.
So if we were to ask as a committee for a report back on these three individuals in July, would you be able to provide us with something?
We could, but I think it would be premature in a short notice. But what we could provide, if you like, is how the kids have improved academically and stuff like that. Because right now, one of the things we're doing with reintegrating back in the community, because we're at the late state of the school right now, winding down in May and June, a number of these kids were put in alternative educational programs,
Okay.
Because we didn't want to put them into an MPS program where at the very end they won't, you know, their exam period, so we thought we'd transition a little further to transition, but they'll be fully back integrated with MPS by next fall or summer.
Awesome.
We're trying
to maximize. Are they at Project Excel right now?
Two of them will be going to Project Excel, I think one will be going to Ladley.
I can go visit them over there.
Yes.
All right. Beautiful.
I mean, those kids have not been released yet. They'll be released in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. Wonderful. Very good. Now we have a whole lot of questions from committee. So I'll go with Supervisor Mayo, Supervisor Stemper, and then Supervisor Bowen.
Question. When you release them and they get back to the community, and it's actually like a wraparound program, they're going to mentor the children, young adults, they're going to keep dealing with them on a daily basis. Are they going to also counsel their parents?
Yes, that's the key part. That's one of the key parts. That's why we start with the Running Rebels from day one, once they're in the detention facility.
Mm-hmm.
So the Running Rebels start developing a relationship with the family and with the parents. We talk about planning for that child and what we're going to do with that child and the family as we move along in the community. That's important. We offer family counseling and other services that may be identified or assessed or requested by the family. That's a key component. The family is key.
And that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, I would like to have a report back in the 1st of September. And reason why, because those three individuals that you are having success with so far, the summer's going to be here. And see how are they going to relapse, are they going to continue to walk that talk during the summertime, not just the education time. They might be ready for education. Mm-hmm. But when their peers come back to them during that summer, that summer delay,
yeah.
I wonder how that's going to work.
Mm-hmm. Support.
You got to look into that, too.
Ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Okay. I actually was going to ask for a report in July because we had a lot of conversation when we were out there with these young men regarding their academics and their 40 books that they had to read. And so I'm interested in seeing once they leave the program whether or not they're able to commit themselves and to keep their grades where they are. All of their grades had gone up substantially when I had spoke with them. And they were... They were somewhat unhappy about the fact that they had to read so many books. But all of the kids were very, very close to accomplishing that goal. And so it was myself and State Representative LaTanya Johnson. We were able to let them know that as adults, I don't think I've read 40 books since reaching adulthood. So, you know, they felt a little better about it after that. But I like the fact that it's a tiered program, too. I'm really curious to see how they're going to do once they're, once they're in their schools.
The other thing I can comment on is the books are not just reading books. There are classics like Catcher the Rye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, definitely.
I mean, they're not books just to read books. They're books that are intended to be read to give certain messages.
Right.
And develop, reading skills.
Right. Definitely.
Mobile did?
Pardon me?
Did they do mobile did?
Mobile did.
I don't think so. I don't think that's on the list.
We fired when I was a senior, so I was just curious.
Yeah. They didn't have to read The Outsiders either because I asked them.
What I could do, I could send the list to you, Supervisor Mayo.
That'd be wonderful. All right, Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you. I know we're having a lot of discussion and people are asking a lot of requests. We want to make clear that we fully support this program and these efforts. Make that clear. The full capacity for the target monitoring program, with this increase, will that be able to increase the capacity of youth being served?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what's the intent of the allegation.
That's the intent.
To increase our capacity by 12 slots.
Okay. And then... is there any strategy to continue to have these youth read once they are out the program or on an ongoing basis?
A lot of these kids are also on a virtual school program that the Waltz School started them in. If they're reading at sixth grade level or higher for credit recovery. Okay. And we have worked with Jackie Mann from MPS and so forth, and they are working with us to make sure that they will continue what we started in through the Tulsa schools.
Excellent.
And there's a lot of coordination going on with that.
Good. All right.
That is key.
Makes me want to get my reading game up.
I know. I felt a little guilty walking out of there.
Thank you, Madam
Chair. Supervisor, can I make a comment? The thing I've noticed with the young men, too, is that they actually, you know, they were hesitant, but now they're very proud of what they've accomplished.
Yes.
And I think that's key.
Yes.
So they help their self-confidence.
Yes.
There's some pride in what they're doing.
Yes. I think they needed that gauge of you know, what, you know, I think they like having expectations, even though they don't want to admit that. And they like being able to accomplish things and being able to say, hey, I did this. And then when you have, you know, individuals like myself come in and say, I don't think I've read 40 books as an adult, period. I think that was like, oh, wow, okay, I didn't realize that. I guess they thought everybody sat around and read books, and they just weren't on that wagon. And
we believe in having some tangible results, not just building results or what we think. That's why we do test them. There's, you know, when they come in, they arrive, they're tested at their grade level, and then they would leave, they're tested.
Yeah. So, all right, Supervisor Bowen.
My last question was about the system, and thank you, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. The system that we're using in evaluating the young people's concerns or what their thoughts are going through the process of this program. How do we track that?
I'm not sure. I think that's something I really haven't thought about, how we're going to get feedback from them. I mean, we've gotten anecdotal feedback, but maybe we should develop some type of a survey mm-hmm. that we can, for them and their family, mm-hmm. you know, as to what they see. And maybe we should do it at the 6 months when they're just after being home for a month, and then maybe do it at the 10, 12 month level.
Yeah, definitely that type of information helps. Is there a system that Runner Rebels uses in working with the young men and evaluating their progress?
I believe so, but I do not know the details of it.
Okay.
But I believe they do have a system for data analysis for us.
So gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'm interested to see what
that dovetails with that juvenile justice reform and reinvestment grant we recently received in the county board allow us to accept. That's all part of that, and how we're going to evaluate all our programs to make sure that the evaluations are done in an evidence-based model.
Definitely. Thank you.
Very good. And so a majority of the kids now are also going home on home visits on the weekends?
Yes, we have gradual home visits. It started one day, and then one day overnight, and then 2 days.
Okay. And that's been going well?
We've had no violations.
Awesome.
And one interesting thing, Supervisor Mayo's point is, when they go home with homework. They expect to bring homework back. So we want to make sure they don't lose the momentum about, just because you're gone doesn't mean you lose these expectations.
Awesome. So. Very good. Very happy to hear that. All right, any other comments, questions from committee? Seeing none, we do have a motion for approval from Supervisor Mayo. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Five ayes.
Thank you for your support.
The motion is approved.